Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell. Scottsdale.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, actually, no, it's Hans and Franz, and I'm here to pump you up.
Yeah. Yeah, big Robert Scott Bell is in the house. Yes. Did you see me dig that big hole in the ground?
Super Don, am I intimidating you, or just kind
of... You're not intimidating me. You're not intimidating me, but I got to say, that picture is like an optical illusion. I swear you look like you're about 2 feet tall.
Well, we went for that because I didn't want to scare people away. I love my listeners, and if they really think I'm like Godzilla now,
I'm
never listen
again.
Kidding.
You look like an Oompa Loompa.
An Oompa Loompa. Not even my cheeks were chunky. What are you talking about, Oompa Loompa?
Not with the colors and stuff, but I mean the size. You were like a hobbit.
I was a hobbit, yes. And in flip-flops. Hobbits wear flip-flops now. No, I don't think so.
Lord of the Onion Rings.
Yeah, perhaps. But I was digging, man. I was digging. And I was like, the muscles are going, and I took my advanced first aid, Arnica, from Dr. Frank King, and I'm raring to go. I shouldn't be standing at this point, but I've definitely increased my caloric intake today. I was just burning the fuel. Do you like cold showers? That's getting personal. I'm sorry.
I haven't needed one in a while. But
okay,
yeah,
good.
Work.
How do you not need a cold shower? You're living in Austin, Texas, dude. It's so you're sweating every time you wake up.
That's true. You get up, you take a shower, you get dressed, you walk outside, you walk back in, and you take a shower because you have to.
Yeah. Well, cold, it's not, listen, it's good for you to take a cold shower. I will say that. But I'm not saying I'm a big fan of them because it's cold, right? I like hot. I get warm. But anyway, this morning cold, it was just, it couldn't be cold enough, and I'm still sweating after the cold shower. That just tells you how much I got the furnace going. The body heat index up, and it was like morning, like between 9 and 11 this morning. So, I always admire our Minnesota brethren, our friends from up north, because they can stomach those winters, but they can't handle the summers. So there's got to be some equal give and take, and I praise you northerners, and you know who you are. I say I'm amazed how you survive your winters. You got to give me some street cred for surviving the summers. I love heat and humidity. Don't mind it at all. Just saying. Yeah, I'm coming out of the gate with way too much testosterone.
Robert Scott Bell, yo. That's cred.
Well, you know, Kanye West says he wants to run for president in 2020. Come on, man.
That's
it's getting jokier and jokier.
You know, speaking of Kanye West, there was a part of that VMA speech, I saw this earlier, where it just sounded like he was just going on and on, and somebody actually took that and they put the Seinfeld theme underneath it.
Yeah.
And it sounded great. It was like he was doing a Seinfeld impression. It was the funniest thing ever.
It was like, did they auto-tune him? Because he
No. It just totally worked with the Seinfeld theme.
That is wild.
He's
okay.
Such a douche, I swear.
That's where, what you called him, a canoe, right? Some douche canoe.
Yeah, a douche that is so much douche you need a canoe to hold it all, yes.
Wow, that's pretty bad. Now, I don't know much about Kanye West. I really don't, but... I don't even know why. How did we get on Kanye? I just have no idea how
I have no idea.
It's outside the box, the hump day, because Ty Bollinger's coming on board, and they are just cranking through all the videotaping for the next Quest for the Cures continues, the global quest. And I understand We'll get that confirmation next hour, but I'm pretty sure Doc Newsom is hanging out with Ty Bollinger, TMB today, and the entire film crew. And Charlene, we might have like a party hour next hour, Super Don. There might not be room for you.
Nice.
You think?
Wait a minute.
I get to
wait
go.
Wait a minute.
Right?
Not room for me.
I'm off early tonight. That's what you should say. It's awesome, right? No?
That's all right. There's going to be like a room full of people, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to pull that off. And the thing, you might not be able to leave. We'll just have to figure out how it works. But I'm looking forward to that. Everybody check out the notes, robertscottbell.com. That's easy to do, real easy to do. We got some good questions of the day. We got eyeballs that move and you can hear them. What's your heart age? It's a heart age, nothing but a heart age. Was that the name of that song? No, heartache. Heartache.
Okay. I thought you were going to turn on your heart light.
Oh, I could have done that. I was singing a Neil Diamond song today. You'll be proud of me because you love Neil Diamond so much.
I would be proud of you.
Man,
I would
God.
Be shocked
yeah.
if you weren't right. singing Neil Diamond.
So, and I posted it to Facebook. Nobody liked it, though. It's called Man of God. It's really a cool song, right?
Oh.
Yeah, because I was talking with somebody earlier today who his wife has breast cancer, was needing some help, some guidance. He watched the Quest for the Cures. And they ask you if you're a religious man, because it matters to them. And I'm not here to diss them. I said, no, I'm a man of faith. I am. A man of God. But what does that mean? It means different things to different people. And you start defining it, you start claiming a label, and again, you talk to 100 people in the same group, a parishioner group or whatever it is, and they all have 100 different beliefs. I mean, they have some basic core things, but you start drilling them down, and they're all different. Because we all have a unique relationship, you know. We are created in that image, but that image is not so much a visible one, but it's one you can feel. It's the heart, man. It's the heart. I'm all over the place today. I think it's just digging the hole, man. Isn't I grounded? Somebody said, Mercola said I should just keep that hole and just walk barefoot in it. That would be my grounding hole.
Yeah, I heard something about that. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Hey, fear. What did I say? I said fear Godzilla, Godzilla run. Because it's Fear the Healthy People Day in Berkeley. Fear the Healthy People Day in Berkeley. Some people call it Berserkly. The only thing good about Berkeley, UC Berkeley, is Professor Peter Duesberg. No, I'm sure there's some other good things there, but I know Professor Peter Duesberg. He's awesome. And maybe they should go to him for a comment because there's supposedly a measles case, one case, and the vaccinated people of Berkeley are going crazy. Oh, my gosh, nobody told me. They didn't warn us. You're vaccinated. Quit your crying. But this is the place we are today in America. I've talked about the wussification of America, and it's not just America. It's the wussification of the world almost. All those who have adopted the mantra that syringes with injectable toxins and heavy metals and foreign DNA and RNA and aborted fetal tissue is like salvation. Right? That becomes the sacrament in the church of biological or pharmaceutical mysticism vaccine division. And we are now at a point in America where the media can just yell measles and there's a frenzy that develops. And even if you're fully vaccinated, the people of America still freak out about measles. Oh my gosh, somebody's got measles. What's going to happen? Why didn't they tell us? We could have stayed home. But you're vaccinated. And the people who are afraid are the ones who are vaccinated. I don't hear the people who are unvaccinated yelling and screaming for the hills. In fact, they're going, hey, where does that happen? Let me get my kids over there so they can get it done. Remember, not too long ago in the 1970s, 1960s, Hollywood sitcoms had measles as a punchline, as a joke when families and kids got measles. And in the 2000s and 2010s, we freak out, even though everybody's vaccinated except for a small, itty-bitty, teeny-weeny percentage of the American population who knows better. It says, screw that. I'm not getting any of that aborted fetal tissue residue injected into me or my kids. And whether you have a religious belief against abortion or not, it's secondary to the whole concept. If you have intellectual integrity, you have to look and say injecting toxic poisons is an absurd notion. But Robert, they're gonna stimulate antibodies. The antibodies will save us. It's like you know, the antibodies, that's all you need, right? You don't have to do anything. It's like the lazy people. The lazy people, intellectually lazy, immunologically lazy. Antibodies, fine, great, no problem, but antibodies are not enough to protect you from disease. In fact, you can still get the disease, as evidenced by what? Measles, vaccinated victims, who are not only getting measles, but shedding the virus and causing it to spread to others. So we don't even know if this is a non-vaccinated individual outside of Berserkly with one case of measles that, at least at this point, nobody knows if it's spread at all. Ann Dotson, a graduate student, says, it's concerning that I haven't heard anything. I have all my vaccinations, but that would be good to make everyone aware of what's going on. Listen, if you have all your vaccinations, why do you care what's going on? You should be able to dance and sing with the person with measles and not even have a care in the world. I've said it many times. Even if vaccines induce an antibody response, you're crippled. You have crippled your immune system. You can't even interact with normally occurring viruses, if you want to call them that, that are what we call childhood rites of passage. You can't interact with them normally anymore because you've been tied, hogtied by the vaccine. But you might see that virus coming from 100 yards further, right? Look, my immune system can identify it sooner. Well, whoop-de-frickin-do if your immune system isn't working anymore. Or it's only working on two cylinders instead of eight, for instance. We cripple the immune system, and then we teach American people to be afeared of. That's what I said, Super Don, afeared of healthy people.
I like it.
Healthy people 2020. We talked about that. The whole guise of everybody must be vaccinated, and the California campaign to get adults vaccinated too, mandated. They want to sweep that across the country because the most dangerous person in America is a healthy person because they might harbor stuff, right? Oh, my gosh, a healthy person might sneeze on me. Wait a second. Why would a healthy person sneeze? Wow, really interesting. I'm asking not my audience. I'm hoping you're thinking already about this stuff, but new people of the Robert Scott Bell Show, think clearly on this. We got a question of the day, but I'm almost running out of time here. Let me see if I can start it. I'm going to do it in the second segment, I'm thinking here. But Super Don, I'm making some sense here. If I got just too much testosterone, and I'm just babbling like a big galoot, you know, a gorilla man.
Did you say galoot?
Yes, a galoot.
What the hell is a galoot?
It's the larger cousin of the gefilte fish.
You don't know Yiddish? Fish?
Yeah, the galuta fish. It's Yiddish. You wouldn't know.
Self-hating Jew.
All right, now we've done it. Now we've stepped in it. All right, when we come back, we will get to that story about the woman who could hear her eyeballs move. There's actually a name for that disease, if it's a disease or disorder. Also, we got a question of the day related to the flu shot and how you can deal with it if you have to get it. All right, stick around. There's important stuff to come.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla! You like it? Godzilla's back? Super Dome?
Gojira.
Gojira, make you happy?
Boy, you know, it's interesting. For the last few days, we've been pulling some stuff out of the old Robert Scott Bell Show time capsule.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just remember back in the day, you would always make sure I was so fired up by Showtime, it was scary. It's like, get out of the way.
Sometimes you could say it was scary.
Right, yeah.
You had a tendency to yell a lot more back then.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe I just like tempering out my old age. Do you want me to yell some more, or am I good with the occasional yell?
Listen, like sometimes a situation or a story does warrant the need for, I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. You know,
it's a rebel yell. Who did the rebel yell? Is that Billy Idol?
Billy Idol. Yeah.
He did a rebel yell. What kind of rebel is from the United Kingdom? No rebellion there. They're part of the crown. They're subservient
the
to the crown.
From the United Kingdom.
We'll have to get Amanda back on.
Who was the rebel from the United Kingdom? We're going to get in trouble for this, you know.
I know. Well, we'll have to ask Amanda next time we get her on, our UK correspondent. So it's been a while again. Again, we just slack off and forget our friends across the pond, Super Don.
I almost said William Wallace, but I think that would get me in more trouble. That was
big trouble. But then I did. What did I do? The snakes were gone from Ireland.
No. Right? I know who it was. It was Guy Fawkes.
Fawkes. You're talking about the remember the 5th of November.
Yeah.
That's coming up in a few months anyway. Well, listen, while we still have listeners, we should answer some of their questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question's in from Lori. She said she's not happy right now because her workplace is ramping up the Flu-a-palooza campaign. Of course, it's really the Flu-shot-a-palooza campaign, and they call it the Flu-a-palooza thing there, evidently, Lori says. Every year they have a big tent set up and music and fun games and raffles so employees can have a good time while they're being poisoned. That's Lori's words right there, I say. I want to scream! Speaking of yelling there, Super Don, how perfect was that? She wants to scream. I'm the sole provider in my household, and at this point in time, would absolutely have to take it. Last year, I talked my doctor into giving me an excuse note, but they are going over all the exemptions this year with a fine-tooth comb. He was hesitant last year and probably won't this year, not to mention his fee is $250 for walking in the room. If I must take it, $250. You want to come in here and get an exemption? Wow, that's a good racket.
Wow, I'm in the wrong business.
I do it for $25. Come on. if I must take it, is there a suggestion from you to help mitigate the damage done? I do take One World Whey for the glutathione, and would that deplete the thimerosal, right? Anything else? Thank you. Well, yeah, obviously you want to enhance glutathione and heavy metal detox, but let me tell you this. If they're going to force you into this or you lose your job, for instance, Lori, you can insist that you get the unit dose vial, not the multi-dose vial, because the multi-dose vial has the thimerosal preservative. The unit dose vial has less of it, right? Subcomponents may have thimerosal, but it's less in quantity. So you can allow your compadre employee friends to get more mercury because you don't want yours. Good, because it's not yours. And I think everybody in the company, if they're going to be forced to do this, should insist that they get the quote-unquote mercury-free shot, which isn't actually mercury-free. What else would I do? I would ramp up selenium intake. Jonathan, choose2behealthy.com. I just got a big old shipment in. Selenium. Ramp it up 200, 400, 600, 800 micrograms the day before, the day of, the day after to bind any mercury that may be coming in, even in the residual amounts if you do the quote-unquote mercury-free shot. I would also get the Vaccinoplex, Vaccinal Cleanse Remedy from King Bio. That would address vaccinosis, which would be very critically important here as well. And I'm thinking of other things that you'd want to do to avoid it. Oh, the multi-strain flu relief formula, because it will combine and have all of the flu strains, so your immune system may react more appropriately against it and throw it out much more rapidly. Now, you're giving me a scenario I don't like. The Kobayashi Maru in me says, you know, reprogram the game and find a way to say.
And the nerd in you made you use Kobayashi Maru.
Not. Who said nerd? Did you say, I'm not a nerd? Am I a nerd? Look, I was digging holes. Did you see me digging holes? The massive muscles that are coming out. All right, Lori, better yet, get a, I can't tell you what better yet. I can't say that on here. See, that's why we need the private. If you're not a part of the Mango for Health yet, we can reveal things like this. I can do things and tell you stuff more directly. Mango and the number 4 health.com, the invitation code 1358. Go sign up for $1 for your entire life. That's what it costs. All right, your heart age. Is it older or younger than you? And what about hearing your eyeballs? We got that coming up after the break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
I know you can't wait for me to talk about squeaky eyeballs, the Oompa Loompa that I am not. You called me a nerd. You know, if you knew what I was talking about, you're a nerd, okay?
There you go. You just have to know Star. You have to be a fan of Star Trek.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're not afraid of you if you have not been vaccinated. We're more afraid of you if you have been. But if you have been, we will not discriminate. We'll help you detoxify from those vaccinations. So, Lori, hopefully that helped you out in terms of if you can't refuse, for instance. There's always a way, though. That's why I bring this up. There's always a way. Let's see. What is this story about? Where's the squeaky eyeball story? I can't find it. Oh, here it is. An Indiana woman suffered a rare condition that had her hearing her own eyeballs move. Have you ever heard your eyeballs move, Superdog?
No, but could you imagine? I mean, your eyes are one of those things. Now, listen, I'm a contact lens wearer.
Okay.
And you don't know how much your eyes move until you have something going on with them that make it something that you're aware of. Now, with contact lenses, if you get something in your eye, even something as small as like an eyelash or something,
yeah,
it's like there's a tree in your eye. I mean, it's just like, oh my God.
Listen, I've had an eyelash in my eye without contacts, and it feels like that, so I can't imagine with
It's 10 times as bad. So imagine if every time your eyes moved, you could actually hear it. That would drive you nuts.
Yeah, and I just, you know, went out the studio, and my wife's trying to move her eyeball to hear because she knows I'm going to cover the story. She says, I used to be able to hear my eyeball. In fact, I used to move it, and you'd hear it across the room. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't need to know that. And she and my son both try to gross me out by touching their eye when their contacts are in because I can't stand that. It's like, don't touch your eye, and they just do it. And then at dinner tonight, Dad. And it's like every time I turn, he's doing that to his eye. Like, ugh,
or
I'm not looking anymore.
Do you ever have one of those friends that would turn their upper eyelid inside out?
Oh, yeah. That was kind of nasty, too. Yeah. I was like, no, I don't like that. Did you ever have the friend that would actually pull their whole eyeball out and just go, here, look, I can see the top of my head.
Come on.
Okay, I'm going a little crazy. It's not Halloween yet. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Super Don, when I rudely interrupted you?
So check it out. This 27-year-old woman, Rachel Pine, she said that it sounded, when her eyes were moving, it sounded like moving your hand in water.
Hmm. I don't know if that's the sound I imagined it to be. I kind of more think of it as a rusty old car or wheel. You hear that squeaky sound or something. Do we have a microphone? Can we put a microphone on your eye since you're wearing contacts and can you move it?
Yeah, my eyes are kind of dry right now. Let's see what kind of sound it makes. You ready?
Yeah. It sounds like a rat running on your eye.
I'm the Tin Man.
Oh, yuck. Oil that eyeball. Oil that eyeball. No, they said it's a serious condition. At least they're describing it as a physical abnormality. There's a hole the size of a dime between your ear and your brain or something. There's fluid that gets in there, and somehow you can hear all the way through. The pressure changes when your eyes move. So they actually do surgery on this. I don't know if that's the case in every case, but that's what they're claiming here. And there's actually a name for it. Let me see if I can get the name for this thing. Yeah, be careful. If the doctor tells you you have superior semicircular canal dehiscence, it looks like dehiscence. You've got the squeaky eyeball scenario. And maybe you can get it fixed. Maybe you just need to water your eye. What do you think?
I cannot even imagine. And they were saying that some of the people that get it, they think they're going crazy, so they seek psychiatric help.
Wow. Yeah, you hear that with people with tinnitus or tinnitus, the ringing in your ears. I try to explain it's just the voice of God. Just be quiet and listen and let it rush over you. But a lot of times they don't listen to me. Never mind. All right, so let's move on. We have it's outside the box.
Let's just say, though, the happy ending of the story here is that you did get some surgery, as corrected.
And it's fixed for ears. Well, there are eye bright, euphorbia, euphrasia. There's a number of homeopathic remedies for the eye. There are eye drops, homeopathic eye drops that you can use. In fact, I use the silver hydrosol in my eyes. We all do, whenever we need it, because it reduces inflammation if there's an infection or debris.
You know what? And it knocks pink eye out like that.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you know what? The manufacturer can't tell you that. They cannot tell you the truth. This is the crazy country we're in. Wow, America, what a country. You don't know anything. You can't say anything. Well, when it comes to healing and natural substances, you're right. We've got a muzzle on freedom of speech. So a company making a good product like selenium can't tell you it prevents and reverses cancer. Or these silver products can reverse infection, for instance, pink eye as well. But that's what we're here for. Your, last bastion of free speech, if you will. First Amendment pushing it for all it's worth in the healing arena. Because we don't sell anything. That helps us to be able to speak more freely. All right, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Upcoming events, we got October 2nd through 4th, the homeoprophylaxis event. That's October 2nd through 4th in Dallas, Texas. I told Mike Adams about it. I don't know if he'll be able to come, but I told him about it. That'd be cool. And we have October 27th, a Thursday evening in, where's that going to be? Tampa, Florida, Abby's Health and Nutrition. So all my Tampa friends. And then there's more stuff. I can't even remember all the things and places, but stay tuned. Go to the notes at robertscoutbell.com. We'll keep you plugged in to all the events that are up and coming. Oh, in fact, that reminds me, next week, rumor has it, the TMB and RSB are going to be in the same place at the same time. For those of you who think we're, like, not two different people, even though he's twice the size of me, in fact, we're going to be together again, and we're going to be broadcasting live. This is the plan. Not today, but 1 week from today, the 9th of September, at Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, Florida. So if you want to have a nice organic vegan meal, raw meal, come out and see us. We'll be broadcasting live for a couple hours next week. So it'll be a live remote. Cool. Now, with that, how is your heart doing? What's your heart age? According to the CDC, most adults' heart age exceeds their actual age. Now, it's not like I trust a lot coming out of the Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention, but this is probably not too far-fetched from the truth. 3 out of 4 U.S. adults have a predicted heart age that is older than they are, putting them at increased risk for heart attacks and strokes. Now, that's about all that I'll give them credit for, because after that, they really stay very generic about it. You know, if they don't mention cholesterol in this article, it'll be a miracle. They might not, though. But they do mention, what do they mention? Smoking, hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. Okay, so they say if you stop those things, you might be okay. But is there any exercise mentioned here? I'm reading this thing, and I think they missed one of the most critical parts of heart health, being moving, walking, standing, squatting,
exercise.
Sitting, you know, exercise.
What?
Yeah, one of the basic things. They said that Utah, Colorado, California, Hawaii, and Massachusetts have the best, let's say, age. They don't exceed their age more as much as other states like Mississippi, evidently, some of the southern states where they eat the worst food, evidently, and they vaccinate at the highest rate. No mention of vaccinations and heart health, mercury and heart health. No mention of the lack of essential fats and even saturated fat. In fact, they frighten you from saturated fat still, give you all the wrong information about heart health. And they say don't smoke, but they won't tell you what's in smoking because it's not tobacco, hardly any. Hypertension, they'll say, well, you know how you deal with hypertension? Here's a drug. If that doesn't work, here's another drug. If that doesn't work, here's another drug. Nothing about drinking water. In fact, on the break, I got some Echo water. I think Super Don, you were asking about Paul. I think the last pictures I saw still were at the Tour de Fell. I didn't say it right, but it's the Eiffel Tower. And he's supposed to be coming back soon, so we'll have a lot of adventures to talk about.
I mean, he's been like everywhere. He just called. He's standing in the middle of the Roman Colosseum. You know,
yeah.
It's like, what?
Where's Waldo?
He's on the moon.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. Hydrogen power to get there. So, molecular hydrogen in water, an antioxidant, of course, and hydrating aspect, and that more than anything else can address the hypertensive issue. Of course, kidney function, which they damage with their drugs, liver and kidney connection. So you do anything to help your liver, you're going to help your kidneys by definition. Of course, there are things like dandelions that we spray with Roundup. We don't, but you know what I'm saying? People do. Oh, dandelions, squirt it with a toxic poison that can kill you and your children and your pets. We eat dandelion. We make a salad with it. It's bitter, but we also you can make tea. Dandelion tea helps the liver and kidneys. In Latin, Harry Potter language for Super Don, it's Taraxacum. That's the dandelion. A great, great weed that you don't need to smoke. You need to eat and drink. Right? Just saying. As far as diabetes, we know how to reverse that. Of course, heart health is dependent upon selenium and GTF chromium. Big time. Big time. I'm not, you know, going all comprehensive because I like to keep it very simple for you because you're going to see the results if you go on these things. If you start taking a couple hundred micrograms of whole food selenium and 100 micrograms of whole food chromium 3 times a day, get it from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Make all the difference in the world. And as far as obesity, what did we come up with yesterday? It's kind of a rerun, but what did we come up with yesterday in the scientific journals? Obesity. What's the remedy? Remember? Yesterday. Just yesterday.
Starvation.
No, it was water.
Oh, and water. Well,
I didn't ask you about that. I said water. Did you drink water when you were hungry and what happened, right? So the simple act of hydrating can help you overcome obesity.
You know, and it was funny, though, because they in the article, did you catch where they said, it's something you do every day? Well, guess what? A lot of people don't do that every day.
Drink water, you mean?
Yeah.
It's amazing to me to think about that. You know, that people will, they might use water as a base for soft drinks.
Well, it's like, hey, do you drink water? Well, I drink iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's not exactly the same. I'd be like, I drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee has water in it.
Right.
That's and also so like it's saying that, like, chocolate cake is good for you because it has eggs in it, right?
Yeah, or yeah, there's some moisture in the cake. That means there's water.
Oh, there's
so
water.
I drink
yeah,
chocolate cake, yeah. Right? That's where we get this crazy stuff. But heart health, heart age, you know, essential fats, these are basic concepts, but these mainstream media articles, they only kind of touch on generalities because anything specific, the FDA and the FTC might, like, try to shut them down. How dare you tell them a mineral can reverse this, right? No, it's the exclusive domain of drugs. You got hypertension. We got to get you on, I don't know, you want a beta blocker? You want a diuretic? No. How about a coffee enema? You want a coffee enema, Super Don?
Are you volunteering to help me with that? Is that? That could be fun on the radio.
Since you ask, no, I'm not volunteering. I had the person I talk with, you know, asked me if I'm a man of faith. He said, this whole coffee enema thing has created a whole new intimacy between me and my wife. That's what he said. It was very funny. I was like, but I'm glad you're doing it. Now do it every day because she's dealing with breast cancer. All right, when we come back, the Anti-Prepping 101 Guidebook or Guide Article by Mike Adams. Oh, my gosh. You'll laugh so hard you'll cry. And then you'll laugh some more. And then you'll cry some more. We'll talk about it after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you started growing your own food yet? If not, you're not ready for the zombie apocalypse. Or, you know, maybe I'm digging the hole for the zombies. Who knows why I was digging that hole? We'll figure it out as we go. Rehabbing the soil here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week through GCN, our syndicator. NaturalNewsRadio.com, of course, our home, and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. Where would we go without these Walking Dead zombie movies? They're everywhere. Entering the consciousness, the vernacular, the eyeballs that squeak. What are we going to do? Well, best thing to do, tune into naturalnews.com and read Mike Adams' latest satire, Anti-Prepping 101, the top unpreparedness skills to master now for the coming collapse. I was laughing so hard I was crying. And then I was laughing some more and crying some more. Super Don, can you be our tour guide through this article? Because I don't know. Some of this stuff is very sensitive to talk about.
It is. Very well put, very well articulated, point made just brilliantly as usual. But, you know, he starts off saying, listen, you know, I've never seen an article providing tips and skills to those who refuse to prepare. Very good point that he made there. And he says, you know, basically, why shouldn't the anti-preppers have lists too? So he goes on to give basically just some tips to the anti-prepper. And this is somebody who just refuses to get ready for you know, coming disasters.
Like, here's an innocuous one. Skill number one, standing in line for 12 hours at a time.
Yeah.
To wait for government-issue water or flour or something.
Not right.
It's a skill you're going to need.
That's right, talking about the FEMA camps and stuff. And then he goes on to looting, you know, learning how to loot, because basically if you're not prepared, then, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get what you need. And I like, he gives a good kind of a pro tip here on how to tell the difference between looting geniuses and looting morons.
How do you
he says
that?
That the geniuses are the ones taking the medical supplies, and the morons are the ones that are stealing the big screen TVs.
So they could watch The Walking Dead.
With no electricity, yes.
Yeah, exactly, and no signal. Oh, this is a good one. Skill number three, unintentional fasting. Also known as starvation.
Starvation, yeah.
Oh, ow, that hurts.
Just to be clear on the definitions, fasting is the term used to describe intentional starvation. Starvation, however, is the term used to describe unintentional fasting.
Yeah, if you've never fasted for a day, much less two or three, man, when you have to and you've never done it, oh, man, you think you're going to die.
Now, listen, this next one's great.
Yeah.
This is making human jerky with a solar food dehydrator.
Oh, gross.
Because, listen, I mean, look, the last ditch effort here. I mean, you're like, the last thing you got to do here, if you haven't prepared and stored food, is there's all kinds of meat walking around, right?
Oh, man. This is morbid.
No, he shows this great package of human jerky sticks, okay? And it's Cannibal brand. And the logo for Cannibal brand is, it tastes like you.
Oh, I mean, these are the kind of wacky package stuff that we were doing as kids, and he's still playing it. I like it. And by the way, collapse.news, a great place, great source for all the things to prep you for the zombie apocalypse. If you're so inclined to prepare, or you want to be the anti-prepper, you've got your coverage now. Mike Adams helped you out.
Listen, it's a great piece. Go check it out for yourself. There's a few things on there that are maybe a little too racy for the air.
Yeah.
But, you will definitely die laughing.
like hiding valuable objects in your rectum? Oh.
Because if you're going to get mugged, you got to try and hide your stuff, right? So he says, you can kind of practice by starting with dimes and pennies, and then you work your way up to nickels and quarters. And, eventually you'll be able to store some gold bullion up there.
Right. Why is the super not walking funny? Well, he put a Susan B. Anthony up there. It's just kind of awkward.
Got paid. Yeah.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, there's some things that are adult only, but on a serious note, when it comes to any kind of collapse, even a temporary collapses, people, they partake in looting. And as I've said, you're not going to have enough guns and bullets to protect forever. So the idea is, more positively speaking, start growing your own food and telling your neighbors and teaching your neighbors, helping everybody to, work together on something. Go local. And then you'll have less skills needed for standing in lines to get something that's probably genetically engineered anyway. All right, when we come back, we're going to be with some people who are definitely not genetically engineered, particularly TMB, Ty Bollinger. I hear that Doc Newsom is in town as well with him. And the entire film crew on the quest for the cures continues the global quest. Maybe even Charlene Bollinger will stop by. I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime, after the news, I'll remind you again that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.